Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to humanity that is suited to our needs at that particular time. Usually this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces declines and our solar system aligns with the constellation Aquarius, new energies are beginning to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies of sharing and justice stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly. A period of chaos ensues as the old order lessens its grip on humanity, and the impulse of sharing, justice and peace inspires us to move forward in evolution as a united group.
Good morning and welcome to our program. I'm going to start today with a piece from the June 2022 issue of Share International magazine titled Turmoil and Hope. It's by a group member in France by the name of Luc Guillory. Every day that passes brings new evidence that the world is immersed in troubled waters, while our ability to solve our problems at the global level still lacks consistency. Bad news keeps coming from all sides. People are caught up in fear and suffering. They long for guidance and for a clear direction to get out of this turmoil. But as Share International readers know, Maitreya warned long ago that we would be heading to the edge of the precipice, but, he said, we would not fall into the abyss. We're beginning to understand the interrelatedness of our problems and to understand that we have to implement coordinated solutions in order to overcome the global crisis. Meanwhile, apparently unrelated events continue to make headlines. Let us name a few of the recent ones, though many more could be listed. And the first, climate change. India and Pakistan have been experiencing unusual heat waves in March and April 2022, with temperatures rising above 40 degrees and up to 50 degrees in some places of Pakistan, an all-time high, the highest in more than 120 years. The scientific community has no doubt that this heat episode is a direct effect of climate change. They have no doubt either about the origin of the worst drought in four decades, which is affecting the Horn of Africa, an area stretching from North Kenya to Ethiopia and Somalia, where up to 20 million people could go hungry this year. The next event is the war in Ukraine. Apart from the direct toll in human lives and the inherent risk that this conflict could turn into a global war, the World Bank has predicted a potential collapse of the Ukrainian GDP, or gross domestic product, of 75% by the end of this year if the war continues at its present pace. The side effects of war have created monetary turmoil, cuts in fossil fuel energy supplies, and a global rise in prices of oil and gas and other commodities. This war is not taking place on the battlefield only. It is an economic, financial, and monetary war, which is also affecting many other countries in Europe, North Africa, and elsewhere. One major threat is the proxy war, which is now underway between NATO, the US in particular, and Russia. Nationalist propaganda is at work on both sides. After the initial explanation of the special military operation that it offered to its own people in order to justify the invasion of Ukraine, the Russian leadership is now shifting its official propaganda to a war for the survival of Russia, a renewed version of we against the rest of the world, paving the way for a long war. The next major issue is the global social divide. The world social divide seems more acute than ever before. The richest section of humanity enjoyed higher wages and benefits last year. Dividends reached record levels in the oil industry and other sectors. Now, inflation is rising above expected levels, while the prices of basic commodities and consumer goods are increasing, making life harder for the poor and middle-income people of all nations, as their wages and salaries have not been allowed to keep pace with the trend of current inflation as yet. Corporate profits have grown, and some CEOs of huge corporations seized the opportunity to shamelessly grab as much indecent profit as they could. One publicized case was the CEO of a famous US company who received a salary of US$274 million, 2,000 times higher than the lowest wage within the same company. Such examples of utter greed, though not necessarily so extreme, abound worldwide. And the next global issue, stock market shock. The inflation rate around the world has triggered a trend of increasing interest rates by the major central banks in developed countries. Many consider this as the long-awaited signal of the end of easy money. After years of accommodating quantitative easing politics, the quantitative tightening that is in the making might result in a shock in the financial markets and cause liquidity to simply dry up. So these issues are but a few examples. Taken altogether, these symptoms of our global illness testify to the absolute necessity of peace, balance, equity, sharing and right relationships, a simpler and saner lifestyle where the basic needs of all are met and where becoming multi-billionaires is not permitted. Greed, lust for power, competition, complacency, narrow nationalism are signs that humanity still has to understand and realize its divine nature before it can create a civilization that will reflect love, compassion, and harmony. However, more and more people are realizing the unity of life, the interdependence of nations, and the need for a global action plan that will address all the plagues and scourges that we, humanity, have created ourselves. The multiple crises have opened the eyes of many to the fact that only a coordinated and cooperative response will bring the necessary transformation, and that we all have our role to play. The United Nations has long been the herald of such a plan. The setting up of the SDGs, or the Sustainable Development Goals, endorsed by most nations, has already paved the way for coordinated actions and a collective endeavour with which thousands of groups of the civil society are associated. According to UNDESA, which stands for the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, more than 3,000 events and 6,000 initiatives in that direction have been recorded. Despite harsh criticisms and obstacles thrown up by politicians, governments, and groups who aim to destroy multilateralism, the UN organization itself remains at the forefront of the battle for a positive transformation of our world. It is a pillar, a strong international political platform on which to build a global cooperative effort to put an end to war, to fight climate change, and to create social justice on a world scale. Civil society is the second most prominent pillar of the new temple of a transformed civilization. The Ukraine crisis is creating a shock of awareness. Many Ukrainian civilians, for example, hardly believe that the horrors they now witness are actually happening in this 21st century. But the heartfelt response of people from neighbouring countries like Poland and from all over the world is a demonstration of our real fundamental unity and of our loving nature. It is a demonstration that we inwardly know that we share the same life. It is also a tangible sign that humanity as a whole does not want war anymore. The war in Ukraine has also evidenced the interdependence between nations. Many have discovered that Europe has been highly dependent upon Russia for its needs in oil and gas. And many more have discovered that nations in North Africa have relied on Ukraine for wheat and sunflower oil, for instance. Thus, a better understanding of our fundamental interdependence is taking place in a way which is meaningful for the most people. Each nation has something to bring to the international community. Sane and intelligent cooperation seems, therefore, more appropriate than a battlefield where nations are competing under the rule of the free market. Everywhere, the difficulty of making ends meet is necessitating a re-evaluation of what makes a fairer society. Sharing appears to be a relevant solution to an increasing number of people. Thus, the results in the first round of the recent presidential elections in France, where the youth voted massively for the leftist candidate who promotes equity and social justice, together with a strong commitment to the environment. In the United States, despite claims by senior executives of big corporations that trade unions are a threat to companies and to the employees themselves, valiant workers have braved all kinds of dangers to unionize. How is it possible, they ask, that in other developed nations with comparable standards, workers benefit from social security, protections against unemployment and other social protections, better hourly rates, and still those countries seem to do very well? These brave workers have come to realize that the power can be on their side. The legitimacy of their claim makes no room for doubt, and they understand that they can overcome the resistance, intimidation, threats, and pressure if their joint will is strong enough. Momentum is building. The spiritual crisis that humanity is going through seems to be reaching a turning point. At the same time, those of goodwill seem to be strengthening their will and ranks. It becomes more and more obvious that this multipolar crisis can only be solved if we set up an ambitious plan that will tackle all the major components of this crisis simultaneously. It needs a combined set of plans in the political, diplomatic, economic, environmental, social, agricultural, cultural, scientific, and educational spheres. It means a joint effort of political parties, groups of the civil society, diplomats, international multilateral organizations, and of ordinary people of goodwill, and a common banner to link them all in an interrelated network. It is not unlikely that the present peak of the crisis will result in a stronger alignment of all the forces of light as defined by the Masters of Wisdom at all levels, individual, national, and international. As far as humanity is concerned, it could be a sign that humanity is more ready to listen to Maitreya's advice than we might at first think. That's the end of that article. Now going on to a letter to the editor. This is also from the June 2022 issue, and it's titled Clearing Dark Clouds. Over the last few days, this is written in November 2010, I've been remembering, or even reminded of, an experience that happened a few years ago. I cannot remember the exact date, but it occurred whilst sitting on the stones of a beach one winter's day in a place called Torre Sicily. At that time, my acceptance of the existence of hierarchy and of all existence being one, and of there being a divine plan for the evolution of our species, was relatively new and fragile still. I had been involved in a long and seemingly futile struggle with the past, trying to free myself from it and failing to find a way. And it seemed as if I would never be free of the consequences of past actions, or achieve purpose or peace in the present, let alone understand what love was or what it meant. As I was sitting there watching the sea and sky, I seemed to hear a kind and inspiring voice inside me saying that the past would no longer seem quite so real, and that its effects would gradually dissolve like the little pockets of black cloud in the otherwise serene sky above me. I seemed to be drawn into a kind of conscious trance, wide awake and attenuated, yet simultaneously fixated on what was happening within. My attention was directed to the small black clouds above. As I gazed at one, it diminished, then disappeared before my eyes. I thought, blinking, that I'd imagined it. So I moved my gaze to another cloud, and it too visibly melted, leaving nothing in its place but blue sky. Gradually, as I moved my gaze from cloud to cloud, each dark shape broke up then vanished, until the whole sky was stainless and clear. After that experience, I felt reassured, and any number of other feelings, including awe, gratitude, hope. And, as predicted, the past gradually ceased to haunt and depress me. Eventually, I found my right place and time. In one way, I know that it doesn't matter where the experience comes from. But I write about it because I think that sharing such experiences, giving them voice, is necessary, and that receiving help and such comfort as I've described will become part of our common parlance and consciousness, recognized as being not out of this world, but part of the greater existence to which we all belong, yet some deny for fear of being scorned. I know the times are changing, helped in no small way by magazines like Share International. And that was written by a reader of the magazine living in Sicily. Benjamin Krem's master confirmed that this experience came from the Master Jesus. Looks like we have time for a couple of questions and answers. At every lecture Benjamin Krem gave around the world, and pretty much every day of his life, he was asked numerous questions covering a huge range of topics. And so here's a couple of these questions. These ones were asked during a lecture given in Los Angeles in 2003. How can we be responsible for creating world peace when there is already so much disagreement between family members regarding, for example, politics? Everybody in the world is responsible for maintaining the peace of the world. And that is true for everyone, not just in America, but everybody in the world, whoever they are, has a responsibility for world peace. Now, practically, in those so-called democracies, even if it is only putting their vote down on a card in a system which may or may not work, everyone has the responsibility of using their vote and weighing the results in that way. They have more responsibility than have the starving millions in the world, or the poor and the hungry, those who have no connection to any political party and so have no means of making their needs known. Next question, how will Maitreya's presence change politics? I'm talking about the gaining of unity through political action and the need for the realization by all people, the educated, the articulate people of the world, to make known, to see, to understand and realize the need for unity on an international scale. Hence the necessity for all of the nations of the world to work together. Nothing will change if they don't. Well, that's our program for today. Thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the website share-international.org or email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you all a lovely week.